Well, we are still in the midst of Christmas season. Yesterday was, as we celebrate it in the United States, the Day of Epiphany. Now, in other parts of the country, it's celebrated on its traditional day, which is the 6th of January. But here we are on the 3rd of January, celebrating Epiphany, because that's the way we do it here in the United States. Still in the midst of the Christmas season, and it's that powerful time when we see those kings who are coming. And I often tell a story, a homily based on the story, because what I put out is, if you understand the whole concept of what is explained in this particular story, you will understand that it is a kind of a, it's an overture. And if you really look at that story, it has, the way Matthew wrote it, he put in it all the elements of the gospel that was coming up. The most important one that I always think of is that the Magi returned from another, or turned by another route, because anyone who encountered Christ, their life path changed, either for the better or for the worse, by the way. But anyone who encountered Christ, their path of life changed. And that's a theme that comes up consistently throughout the entire gospel, and it starts right there. The other thing that's important, and you see it in yesterday's second reading, and that is the reality that this is the pointing out, this is God showing that the prophecy made in the past that all the world would come to worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem was now starting to be put into place. And of course, in St. Paul and in St. Peter, that plan does come into effect, where they realize this is it, that all people all over the world can worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. And of course, that's just something that we understand happened, and that's what we live today. It's one of the many signs that was predicted in the Old Testament by the prophets that happened, that came true. So this is from the 10 o'clock Mass yesterday.
Next year, I will be ordained 28 years. So as of today, I will have been preaching on Epiphany 27 times. Now, often in the past, I've used the same homily because it's the exact same reading each time. And there is tremendous amount of symbolism in the gospel reading. However, I don't do it every year, and last year I preached on that reading, so I'm going to do something a little different this year. One of the fascinating things, and what makes this more interesting in the 27 years, 27 times that I have preached this, is as I'm going over the reading this year, I noticed something that I never picked up before, and it's an important twist. It's a key twist to the whole story of the Magi. This past week, we began the week celebrating the Feast of the Holy Innocents, and these were the infants, 2 years old and younger, who Herod demanded to be executed to put an end to the threat to the new king coming to the Jewish people. I'm sure you know about politics in certain countries enough to know that in many cultures, the threat to the throne is captured and executed before he can carry out his plans. And this was clearly Herod's plan. His first reaction is, "I'm the king of the Jews, and there is no other." There's an interesting twist in this whole scenario. Once the Magi explain that they are looking for the king of the Jews, whose star that they saw in the sky, similar to what we saw the other day, Herod calls the chief priests and the scribes to investigate their claim. They confirm it, and it is then that Herod puts into action his plan. First, he gets intelligence to find out who this king is, and the task is he lays that upon the Magi, who are unaware of his ultimate plans. When that fails, he uses plan B, kill all infants. What's the important twist? The chief priests and the scribes not only confirm the Magi's story to Herod, they prove to him that this is by God's design. The worst sin in the Bible is idolatry. I am the God in this kingdom, and there is no other, is the sin that Herod commits in that particular case. This is literally what is done, even if it's not spoken explicitly in the story. There's an important lesson here. What is the source of tyranny in Herod's reign? Idolatry. He made himself greater than God himself. The minute the leaders in a society say, I am God here and there is no other, whether it is the ruling party, a king, a chancellor, an agency, or any form of personal or corporate, civil, or cultural leader, you understand that you have encountered the tyrant. Do not forget, tyrants are good at giving lip service to God. Anyone can do that. And even Herod did exactly the same thing. The tyrant will always make it clear, however, that he is, or she is, God in that territory. One of the most vicious tyrants in the Americas was a man by the name of Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. The national seal says Dios, Patria, and Familia, which means God, country, family. God, a country, family. And he would stand in front of the seal, in front of the word God, because his message was in Dominican Republic, I am God here. We are on the precipice of a new era in our country, in the midst of a difficult time. What must be our direction? We have a calling to embrace God as the Magi's do. For decades in this country, we've watched our nation turn away from God and embrace and exalt human wisdom and achievement. There's been a move to eliminate God from every form of public discourse. Oftentimes, the defense is, look, the sky didn't fall because of this action. The truth is, the sky never falls. Doesn't do that. But what'll begin is a series of events that brings radical changes later that ultimately are not for the best of humanity. Herod's choice to reject God's plan for his people did not cause the sky to fall. Skies don't fall. But the result was something that happened disastrously later on. The Romans came in and destroyed the temple. The nation didn't exist again until 1948. The temple to this day has not been rebuilt. You can be assured that both John the Baptist and Jesus knew that was going to happen. And they warned the people to turn back to God. They warned us through the gospel. Let us heed their words to us this year. So what are we Catholics are called to do? I believe that our country right now is undergoing a spiritual battle. Therefore, we must respond spiritually. Spiritual battles do not involve physical weapons. The greatest power we have in our faith is our faith in God, and the greatest way that power can be manifested is by choosing this day to become faithful to Him, and do that every day. We're not here to point out others' sins and failures, etc. We're not here to attack others who pose a threat to our freedom of religion. We are here to seek to do the will of God by growing in faithfulness to Him in prayer, in devotion, and by repenting of our sins. What is the most destructive, powerful force for the destruction of humanity in the universe? The devil. And how do you defeat the devil? Prayer and fasting. The story of the three kings demonstrates what happens when we give lip service to God. Every time it causes a process of great destruction. I always point out that many of the leaders of Nazi Germany were actually ex-Catholics, including Hitler himself. Don't ever forget that. As we begin this new year, let us resolve to end it on the precipice of 2022 as people who return to Christ even stronger with our whole heart and with our whole mind. Let us seek to live lives stronger of prayer and devotion within the intention of every day returning to God with our whole heart and mind. The greatest weapon against evil is the faithfulness of God's people. If evil grows powerful in this country, it will be the fruit of the long history of many decades of losing a sense of what it means to live our Catholic faith today, and maybe even turning a blind eye to issues in the name of what protects our material goods and what we treasure most. We may have also taken upon ourselves a battle that isn't ours. Remember, the way to defeat the destructive force in the universe is through prayer and fasting. No more. Let us reflect on that and come upon that with our respective plans for this coming year, so that a year from now, the signs of the light of Christ in those who seek him will be stronger, and we can seek from him to know what he wants to eliminate from our lives that leans towards idolatry, especially those little subtle things that are easy to miss.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. Well, don't forget that we have that website, catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can contact us. You can send us prayer requests. You can listen to the program and archives of the program. And you can also read the blog. And I'm working on putting more exclusive material on there that you can check out. I'm working on something on Substack, too. So a couple things I'm working on, but you'll find all that at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com. Well, before the break, you heard my homily from this past Sunday. And you know, as I said at the very beginning of the homily, I'd been doing this for 27 years. And a lot of times I do use the same homily because there's a lot of symbolism in that whole story of the Magi. And I want to make sure that I explain that. But this time it really hit me how much that it's all right there, that Herod asked the chief priests and the scribes, and the only answer they could have gotten is, this is what the prophets predicted that the Lord was going to do, and he had to say something along the lines of, not on my watch. So he clearly made a statement that said, I am God in this kingdom. We're going to talk more tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. See you tomorrow. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Allston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com.